What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype episode 219. We're getting close to the end of the year, so we're going to talk about our favorite NFL products and the nominees for product of the year. We're also going to talk 2020 NFL QBs. There's a possibility of four rookie NFL QBs from the 2020 rookie class that are going to make the playoffs. So we're going to discuss their card prices and see which ones we want to buy, sell, trade, or hold out of the four. So that should be a pretty good segment. And we're also going to be doing Guess That Price at the end of the show. C-Rad gets a chance to take down Dan for the first time in his life. And I'm back in it. So we'll see. It should be pretty fun. We got five cards to discuss there. So it should be a pretty exciting show on that. Make sure you check out MojoBreak.com. We got tons of new releases. We actually had to clear out the room. This whole room was filled with cases of new releases. They're all coming in by droves. They're just taking trucks, pallets, just dumping new releases, both Topps Panini and even Upper Deck. They're just dumping products every day. So we had to clear out the room. Almost had to swim in here to get through all the new releases. And Dan's feeling it. Dan does the inventory. So he knows how many new releases are coming through. How about those new releases, Dan?
There's a lot of them. There will be even more on the 31st.
Yeah.
Got to get that transcended out.
Yeah, I mean, nobody needs Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. No one needs
What do we got? You know? It's transcendent. Is it like Illusions? Illusions coming out on Friday.
Yep, Bowman Draft next week. Bowman's Best next week.
Draft and Best on the same day?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, might as well.
It's the last day of the quarter.
C-Rad, are you excited?
Last day of the year.
Are you excited for the new releases?
In general, I will say I'm always excited for a new release. That's part of the job, right? Like, the excitement of being able to open up something new is always exciting to me. Let's get that out the way first. But, yeah, sometimes when it's releases, a lot of them on the same day, it's tough to kind of navigate, like, okay, we got all of this to get through. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it gets overwhelming.
Yeah, and I say that tongue in cheek. I love new releases too, but I want each one to have their time to shine.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's the negative.
Well, when you
that
have
the
that
negative.
Many releases on one day, there's gonna be some that just don't. People just don't stand out. People are gonna forget about them. They're just gonna move on. So
yep. Yeah, and that's kind of what these companies. It's fourth quarter. You know, you got to the end of the year to get your stuff off your books, and I'm not going to say this is new to us, but it kind of was a slower December leading up to the end, and then it was just like, we dropped the bomb on you, and it just, boom, came out, and here we are. But we do have Transcendent next week, guys. I wanted to talk about Transcendent. We have a special price right now. 2021 Transcendent. It is the top of the line baseball. It's where you see the crazy cut autos of Babe Ruth. It's where you see the on-card Mike Trouts. Beautiful frame cards. We're doing a guaranteed hit break. 58 spots. The worst you can do is an autograph. The best you can do is a crazy cut. There's one of ones of Juan Soto or Ronald Acuna in every box. There's also two more guaranteed 101s. There's a guaranteed cut auto 101. There's also the invitation to one of the coolest parties they always have every year, the Transcendent Party. So we're actually offering that at $399. It's below cost right now, guys. So we just want to get that thing filled up because we're swimming in new releases. We want to make sure everybody gets good value on Transcendent. So $399, I think 10 spots already sold since I posted it last night. So make sure you guys get in on that. And it's a very, very fun break. We pulled a Babe Ruth once. We pulled a Eddie Van Halen once.
I think the last
cuts.
One, was it Satchel Paige?
Yeah, pulled a Satchel Paige cut auto.
That was our last cut.
Yeah, very exciting break to jump into. This week we have Illusions Football, which is kind of came into its own. It was kind of a joke product in our opinion when it first came out because it had like
encased base,
and it had a. One vet guy or like a legend guy, like you have Bernie Kosar paired with like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, it was strange.
It was very strange, and it's kind of came into in its own, and it's one of the better values in the hobby with five hits per hobby box.
Hell yeah.
And you got the dual autos, as you see on the screen here, if you're watching the video on Mojo Break Media, and, you know, patch autos, and they always have some nice stuff, and then they have that case hit where it is a vet and a legend, but it's now a case hit rather than a base card. So I think it's a pretty cool product. So that'll be breaking here on this Friday, the 24th, Christmas Eve. And we got Dynasty that came out today. Watched Greg open a case, hit a 101 Ryan Mountcastle. Mm. Dynasty is obviously high end. It's a five box case, five hits. All cards are numbered to 10 or less, and they're in case, so beautiful cards. And then we have Flawless on Friday. C-Rad's going to pop open the first Flawless baseball. Cody, what do you think when you're comparing the two? Break it down. Yeah, Panini versus Topps high-end baseball.
I am a baseball snob, and I'm kind of a snob when it comes to, like, just having the logos and having that stuff on there.
You're that guy.
So, yeah, I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
So my natural inclination is to go towards something like Topps Dynasty, which I think the first look we got at it, it looks great. I think they always do a great job with it. But that said, I really like Flawless Baseball a lot. I think the things like, I mean, the first time I opened it, the wow factor, like when I started here last year, it was like one of the first really big products I opened. And I think I got like a cleat out of there and I got a bat knob and it was just like, whoa, this is like out of this world, really cool stuff. Baseball too is just, I think, again, I'm biased as a baseball fan, but I feel like the relics in baseball are always so much cooler because there's just so many, there's bats and gloves and shoes, like there's so much stuff to choose from. So I think they do such an amazing job. It's a tough choice, but this is one of the few times where I actually think I would rather open something like Flawless Baseball over the top stuff with the licensed stuff. So, but it's really close. I think both are really good products.
Yeah, I mean, you get the more variety in Flawless, I think. The Dynasty, you're getting just patch autos pretty much. I mean, there is a chance at some cuts and some crazy logos, but I think the Flawless has the bat plates, the bat knobs. Sometimes they have shoe cards, they have the diamond cards, they have the dual autos, they have the triple autos, a lot more variety. But Panini's been losing some guys, right? So you don't get the Trout autos. You don't get the Chris Bryant's autos because those guys are exclusive. You don't get the Carlos Correa autos. So some of that stuff. But they also have the Mickey Mantle exclusive. So you can get your Mickey Mantle stuff in Panini. So it's hard to compare. I think I lean towards Dynasty for personal opinion. I'm kind of with you on the licensing thing. I think I prefer to get my Joey Bart in a Giants uniform with a Giants logo rather than a airbrushed out Giants one. But definitely I think Flawless is a little bit more exciting of a break, and it has more to offer in a case. There's 20 hits in a case. So when you're doing a case break, there's more possibilities of people getting cards. Doing a case break, random team style Dynasty, there's only 5 cards, so there's a lot more losers. C-Red, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty much on feel the same way about these two products like you guys. Obviously, Flawless is the better value. You're just in general, you're just getting more hits, right? But Dynasty, you can never go wrong because the design, they never had a bad Dynasty design since I've been back in the hobby. So if you're in terms of value, you want more hits, your possibility of getting more hits, I would definitely join the Flawless stuff. But Dynasty is like, you know, it's gonna be the more sought after.
Dan, what do you think Flawless? How does it compare in the realm of with baseball collectors?
You know, I personally could look past not having logos, but like Cody was saying, there is a substantial percentage of baseball collectors that are purists that are like, no logos, end of discussion. They don't want to cross over. Now, I love Panini high end baseball. Flawless, Immaculate, National Treasures, I love them all. Now, Dynasty, it's a great-looking product. Topps also does high-end baseball really well. But what I do like about Panini is that they could include some of those prospects where Topps doesn't do it. So you will get some prospects that are going to be, you know, sprinkled in and Flawless where – in Dynasty, you're not. You might get some rookies. You're going to get some vets. You do have a chance of getting the Trouts and the Topps exclusives. The other thing, I don't know if Panini still has the Mickey Mantle license.
Oh, really? They might have lost it.
I think
Topps has it.
Really? Yeah, I'm pretty sure Topps has it now.
And I think
now
that,
you know.
I think that just happened. I think within the last like 3-4 months. So,
okay.
But yeah, previous years you would be able to get, you know, the Mickey Mantle relics and stuff like that. So, yep, that's where I'm at.
I was going to look and see if there was a checklist up for Flawless. There doesn't appear to be, but I was going to say, I mean, probably a good possibility that Wander Franco has autos in Flawless. Might not have the rookie card logo, but at least he'll be in there. Like Dan said, they do include prospects. So, I mean, you're buying the Rays in a Dynasty break. I don't know who you're hoping for. Austin Meadows. I don't know. Maybe Randy Arozarena. But definitely you have more value with the Flawless if you're buying a team like the Rays because you do have a possibility of getting like a prospect like that. And you'll see that in National Treasures with their stuff too, because they don't have to abide by the same minor league rules mm-hmm. that Topps has to follow. So something to keep in mind as a collector, and always use resources. If you're new to the hobby, you're listening to this podcast, always use resources like Group Break Checklist or some of the other sites that have checklists to look and see what you can possibly hit in these breaks. And another thing to keep in mind with Flawless too is, you know, sticking with a breaker that knows a little bit more of the history of baseball, because you're going to get like Bill Terry and it's going to say New York, you know, and somebody may not know what New York, but some breakers may not know that there's a New York Giants out there. So it's important to, you know, get with breakers that know that, because Panini's not going to be able to put logos on there. So they're going to say New York. They're going to say Los Angeles. They're going to say Chicago. And even another one is St. Louis. Could be St. Louis Browns, mm-hmm. which would be the Orioles, not the St. Louis Cardinals. So doing your homework on that stuff, breaking with people that you trust when you get into these kind of breaks. Even if you're not breaking with MojoBreak.com, there's other good breakers out there that are familiar with the product. But just something to keep in mind. And as I'm looking right now, it does not look like there's a Flawless checklist up yet. But it should be coming in the next few days, I'm assuming, with the release on Friday. First off the line, we've already had that since Monday. Or no, actually since Friday. So mm-hmm. I'm sure they have a checklist. As well. I mean, they did just, and we don't have it in the slide, but talking about Panini, want to send a farewell out to one of our good friends, Tracy Hackler, who just left Panini and is moving on to bigger and better things. But we'll definitely miss him at the Panini events, seeing his smile, talking about a certain type of salad that we talk about every time. if you know, you know. I just not gonna say it out loud, gonna definitely miss Tracy.
We know.
So, but we'll see him. I believe he's with Kentucky Roadshow now. So, I'm sure we'll still see him at the National and different events. He just won't be with Panini anymore.
My dude, right there.
May not be doing as many interviews with us anymore. We'll see. So, but let's jump right into the 2020 rookie class for quarterbacks. Is it the best ever? Because as it stands right now, you've got Justin Herbert, Tua, Burrow, and Hurts all possibly making the playoffs. I think the Chargers are pretty much in. The Bengals are kind of right there. And then the Dolphins and the Eagles are 7-7. So there's a possibility that we could have a situation where we have four quarterbacks from last year playing in the playoffs, and you know how crazy that'll make their cards. I mean, people are probably loading up right now in order to maybe short-term flip, or just because they believe that these guys may go deep in the playoffs. And I mean, we also have Mac Jones too, so there's a lot of young talent. Obviously Mac Jones being from the 2021 rookie class, but we've got a lot of young talent in this playoff. You got guys like Cooper Kupp that's playing out of his mind. He's from 17. You've got Bosa, who's from 19, who's been playing out of his mind. So a lot of young talent, a lot of rookie cards that are obtainable. So we're going to dive into that. We're going to do like a buy, sell, trade, hold of these four guys. But we're going to look at some of their prices to begin with. Burrow, in specific, a National Treasures RPA 9.5 sold for $30,000. A silver PSA 10 Prism sold for $2,500. Any of those price to surprise you? Is that right on par for what you guys think?
Yeah, the I feel the silver is a little low.
Yeah,
the NT I think is pretty much where I would expect it to be, but I think a little undervalued on the silver rookie.
And then you got Jalen Hurts, an ungraded RPA sold for $7,000 recently, whether as a silver pristine BGS 10. Well, actually, that's a BGS 10. Sold for $900. That might be kind of cheap. Maybe people are sleeping on the Prism Silvers.
Yeah, which are just as rare as they were in 2019, yeah. Which is you get two a box. Obviously, everybody always likes to point to the – actually, no. Let me take that back. 2018, 2019, they were still one a box. So mm-hmm. both those years were rare in terms – super rare in terms of – 2020, they did bump it up to two silvers, but you're still – not getting these at a high clip. So.
And because they extended the checklist too, right? So it's even – he could be two vet guys, right? And then you got Tua, which his RPA, number to 99, sold for $12,200. So outselling Hurts.
Woo, let's go, Tua.
But his silver, the cheapest. That's confusing, $560. And then lastly, it's probably going to be the highest prices, Herbert, a four-color RPA, number to 99, $50,000. And a rookie silver, $3,600. So he's obviously top of the class, has been since early on of last year. And we'll start with Cody. Who are you buying? Who are you selling? Who are you trading? And who are you holding?
Jeez. I still really like Herbert out of these four. Yeah. Obviously, his prices are crazy high. I know. His prices obviously are at the point where it is getting a little tough. But I think those prices are validated with his play. Like he is not in the same level as these guys anymore. He is now in the level of the not quite elite. Not going to go there.
He's definitely almost there.
But he's close.
He's knocking on the elite door.
We're not talking about him with second year guys, rookie guys anymore. We're talking about him with the guys who are veterans of the league at this point.
Am I in the metaverse of them?
I'm telling you, man. Just statistically speaking, looking what he did last year too. I was really high on him to begin the season. I'm still super high on him.
Yeah, I mean, stats-wise, he is the best. He's leading the group for sure.
Yeah. Then Burrow would probably be the second guy on that list, although he's really been up and down. I think Tua's a really interesting one. The only thing with him is that I don't think the Dolphins believe in him that much.
I know.
And I think that's going to be – I don't know what that does for his overall value. I don't know what that does for his career. It's clearly not shaking his confidence. And then Hurts is the guy that I think right now I'm selling. Like, I like Jalen Hurts, but is he going to be the guy in Philadelphia 3 years from now? I'm not really sold on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then who was the last one? You already said Tua. So who are you trading? Trading Tua?
Yeah, probably. I guess it would be Tua, just because there's just so much uncertainty there with Miami, of what's going on Miami. Maybe he's starting to win people over. I also don't think he's been given, like I said, I don't think he's been given a fair shake. He's had some injuries. But if he can lead him to the playoffs, maybe things change. They start to build around him. But I feel like there were about three or four times where they were going to trade him or trade for another QB. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's really the only thing holding him back there. I guess the best bets right now are the guys we kind of expect them to be. It's Herbert,
yeah,
and
yeah,
it's Burrow, despite the fact that Burrow, I think, has had some bumps in the road here. There's been times where he's looked amazing this season, but, yeah, he's definitely, I think, had some growing pains.
Well, as it stands now with the Ravens, you know, losing to the Packers, the Bengals are fourth. They're the fourth seed, 8-6.
Pretty crazy.
You got the Colts 8-6, and then you got the Chargers at 8-6. But the Chargers are in the sixth spot. The Bills are in the seventh spot at 8-6, and then you got the Ravens, Steelers, Raiders. So Ravens are 8-6, so they're the next closest to possibly getting in there. And then the Dolphins are actually at 7-7, the 11th seed. So maybe a little bit harder for the Dolphins to get in. But it's interesting. I actually thought the Chargers were higher than the Bengals, but the Bengals right now are winning that division with the way the Steelers and the Ravens have been playing. So let's flip it over to Dan. Out of the four guys, who you buy, sell, trade, or hold?
I'm buying Burrow. I mean, I like Herbert, but at his prices, I think they're at its peak right now. I probably wouldn't be buying. Selling Tua. The Dolphins are one of the hottest teams in football. I think they've won like six games in a row.
Seven, I believe. I think they started 0-7.
Yeah. So
did they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't know how much of that is Tua. And like you were saying, like, is Tua the guy? He's had his stat lines haven't been great. They definitely haven't been jumping off the stat sheet like Herbert. Hurts, wait and see. It really, really tough to like make that decision yet. I do like where his prices are. I think there's an opportunity for an investment there. But, yep, I'm selling Tua and buying Burrow.
And based on C-Red's reaction, I think he's all in on Herbert. Where are you going?
Oh, man. For me, I'm buying Tua. And if you guys recall last year's on a lot of episodes of last year when we would discuss these four guys, I always was more of a I did like Tua the most out of everybody. And you know, obviously, the season didn't start off right for the Dolphins at all. Like you were saying, the 1-7, 0-7, whatever they were, and they won 6-7 straight now. And in that span, he has shown that he could be their quarterback. And you know, like you were saying, if they do squeak their way into the playoffs, man, it's going to be kind of undeniable, because they were saying no team has started 1-7 and then has made it. Obviously, probably never has made it to the playoffs, starting 1-7. That's just like a losing proposition in most cases, right? For most years of NFL. So I'm buying Tua. I still believe in the kid. I like him. I'm selling Herbert. I can't even say I'm gonna trade. I don't think any of these guys are should be traded, honestly. So that's tough for me. But I'm selling Herbert, buying Tua. I'm holding Burrow. If we're talking about holding as well, I'm holding Burrow. I do like Burrow as well. And then I guess if I had to pick somebody to trade, it's Hurts, but it's not like I don't think he should be traded. I'll put that asterisk on there. But if I had to pick one, it'd be Hurts. I think Miami should really look at what – and then I remember another thing. I don't know the exact stat, but Tua in these winning games, the games that they've been winning these last 6-7 games, his, like, completion percentage is, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Like crazy. Like, look into it, but – I don't know the exact numbers, so I like Tua, man.
Well, interesting enough, they've got the Saints, Titans, and Patriots to end the season. So a tough sled. They probably have to go 3-0,
yeah,
be 10-7 to get a shot in that division, or I mean in that conference, which is going to be – I mean, the Saints, probably a winnable game, but the Titans and Patriots, so it's at Titans. It is at home versus Patriots. And if you do remember, the Dolphins do have the Patriots number, so maybe that is – maybe they could. That's tough, but 10-7 is probably what it's going to take for them to get in. For me, I think I'm buying Burrow. I'm kind of like what Dan said. I'm selling Herbert. I am trading Tua, and I think I'm going to hold Hurts. I got to see a little bit more from Hurts. Had a huge game last night, so he's on the heels of what just became there. They're 7-7 now, and let's look at who do they play next? Like, I'm sure there's got to be a Cowboy game in the mix. Oh, they're playing the Giants this week. So
I think
they
finished the season against the Cowboys, so that may be a meaningless game for the Cowboys.
But it's going to mean a lot for the Eagles.
Exactly.
Probably.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Eagles have the Giants. Interesting enough, they play the Washington football team again. So they play them within 3 weeks. Yeah, it's actually they're playing everybody in the division, like I just said. Yeah. So it's Giants, Washington, and the Cowboys.
Oh, man, that's going to be interesting 3 weeks of football, man.
I am just curious, since we're talking, obviously all these guys are having a chance at the playoffs. Mac Jones, we mentioned, probably the 2021, maybe the rookie of the year, we'll see. Let's take Herbert out of the equation. Do you take Mac Jones over all three of these other QBs, Tua, Burrow, and Jalen Hurts?
Not me. No.
I don't know. Man, that's a tough one.
I think at the very least, before you –
maybe not over Burrow, but over Hurts and Tua. And Tua, yeah.
That's fair. But what I was going to say was –
good question, though.
What I was going to say, at the very least, the other question about the Patriots coaching, right, Bill Belichick – at the very least, I think Bill Belichick was able to prove himself this year, too, because the storyline after last year's Super Bowl win by the Buccaneers and Tom Brady was that, man, maybe it was all Brady, right? So I think Belichick has a lot to do with Mac Jones'
chip
success.
On his shoulder.
Mac Jones is totally good. He is a good young rookie quarterback. I'll give him that. But I think some part of that has to be Bill Belichick as well.
It does, and that defense is just playing
nasty
on their minds right now.
Yeah.
So I mean,
besides the last game,
yeah. And I think there is the feeling in the back of my head of like, this is great, but this. Like, I feel like Mac Jones is going to reach his ceiling a lot faster than those other guys in the 21 draft. And, yeah, I think of the three guys there, I might even put him, if we're doing these four, throwing him in a top five, I might put him in the 3 or 4 spot at this point. But I know that's crazy with the way the Patriots are playing, but that's kind of just what my gut's saying right now. I'd definitely take him not over Burrow, for sure. I think he's probably a distant third from Herbert Burrow.
Yeah, it's like a tier, right? You got the top tier. And
He's tier one, and he's clearly the tier.
Well,
two
if you
right
want to get crazy, what do you throw? Where does Lawrence rank? If we got six guys in there now.
I still am gonna take Lawrence, and now that the Urban Meyer situation is finally resolved in that he's now gone, that's only gonna be a benefit to him, just not having that hanging over his head. And I still think there's a reason he was number one can't miss. The other can't miss guys are literally two Hall of Famers and Andrew Luck. Like, there's a reason he was that highly touted, and I would be pretty shocked if it doesn't work out.
And rest assured, guys, me and Dan will not kick you while you're breaking. We won't be like, hey, why'd you mess up on that car? And just come
well,
and
it looks like they're gonna get him some help, because it looks like they're gonna finish with a top three pick. Right now, I think they're slotted for the first overall pick.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they'll be getting them some help.
Did we see enough out of them? I mean, it seems like, you know what stat I saw, which is really bad if you're a Lawrence fan, is that in the last 7 weeks, Derrick Henry and Trevor Lawrence have the same amount of throwing touchdowns.
Yeah. Oof. His stats aren't great. I'll say that all day. Obviously I've been following him this year too. His stats are not good. But
everybody goes back to Peyton Manning's first season.
I still give him the benefit of the doubt because
he needs weapons though. I mean, their number one receiver is
Marvin Jones.
Laviska Shenault.
Yeah. Well, that was at the beginning of the year. I don't even know what.
Yeah,
Shenault's
no, not anymore. Not anymore. Probably, but
DJ Chark.
But my boy, don't got a lot of touchdowns. That's facts.
Yeah, yeah.
My boy does not have a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah. Give it 2 years.
They've been in the red zone quite a bit, you know, but they just can't punch it in.
So, would you guys buy Lawrence over Tua and Hurts?
Ooh. Yes, see, and you guys know how big of a Tua fan I am, but I would buy Lawrence over Tua for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lawrence might be a pretty strong. I mean, we're not talking about offseason yet, but he might be a guy to start buying in the like March, April, when football's so distant in the for the 2022 season, might be time to scoop up some Prism base on the cheap or whatever. Actually, we may not even have Prism till then. But
and there's not going to be a next year's quarterback class. Is not strong.
Non-existent. Yeah.
There's one guy, maybe. That's about it.
Yeah.
So it might be a good time.
Might be a good time to buy. And then what about Fields? I mean, how do we feel about Fields? Is it Nagy?
TBD. To be determined.
Yeah, not seen enough.
Almost the same exact situation. Now he's got I don't know if Nagy's gone, but I'm assuming he's gonna be gone.
I think Nagy will be gone.
Yeah. Same situation. You change the head coaching, you get a better guy in there who understands Fields' game, then I'll trust it, you know.
Fields has been injured this year, too, whereas Lawrence has played pretty much every single game.
Who's going to be the number one coaching prospect in the NFL?
Josh McDaniels, probably, again.
Byron Leftwich.
But he might go to Jacksonville, right?
That would make sense, right? But I think Leftwich is probably the number one guy.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Go Jacksonville, back home,
yep.
Coach Trevor Lawrence.
And everybody's forgetting about my guy Trey Lance because I think Jimmy Garoppolo has, I think, 7 weeks in a row of a 90 quarterback rating or higher. He's the only quarterback that's had that stretch of that quarterback rating.
Trey Lance.
The better Jimmy G does, the more Trey's value goes down.
But it's Jimmy Garoppolo, I think even if he wins the Super Bowl this year, is not going to be the quarterback next year for the 49ers. I don't think so.
I mean, I don't think so either, but the Super Bowl, that's, man, that's a hard sell to be like, hey, thanks for winning us the Super Bowl, first one in almost 30 years. See you next. Have a good life.
I mean, right now he is auditioning for other teams.
Yeah, have fun in New Orleans or wherever you end up going.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, it's been a roller coaster ride as a Niner fan. As obviously 2-5, we're screaming for Trey Lance and just trade Garoppolo now. And now we're like, wait a second, we love Garoppolo. We love him. He's great. He's making all the right plays. He's not throwing interceptions. He's not really giving up the ball. And he's won last 6 out of 7, I think, or something
still
like that.
Not throwing the ball farther than 15 yards.
No. But he is. When he is on, he is one of the and it's almost like that Brady Belichick mentality. Maybe he learned it over there. He is a really good at quick decisions when it's a short pass route. It's the long game. It's the throw at 40, 50 yards that he just can't do it. So, I mean, the Niners offense obviously is one of the best offensive line in the league. Defense has been playing well except for the secondary. So a lot of that's helped Jimmy G. But, I mean, are we in a situation where maybe we should be thinking about buying Lance? His prices are still pretty high considering that the guy hasn't played in 5 or 6 weeks and probably will not play this year. But I think it's at some point, maybe it's not next year if Jimmy G does good, but at some point he's the future.
Yeah, the Niners secondary. I'm glad you brought that up. That is a tough squad out there. There's a guy. Is it Thomas?
Ambry Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. He gets picked on constantly.
Well, that's why we've been having the good pressure to hopefully alleviate the downfield openness. But We got the Titans tomorrow, so we'll see how that shakes out. I think they get AJ Brown back, and it's on the road for the Niners. It's gonna be a tough game.
Titans have been kind of on a slide though, man.
I know.
It's kind of a must win for them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because where are they at in the playoff picture?
They're still like the 3 seed, I want to say, but
they're still up there.
But Colts are definitely, you know, right on their tail right now, so they need a big win.
Oh yeah, because the Colts are 8-6. The Titans are 9-5. So I don't know what they're. I don't know if they flip. If they
Titans lose that game, and it's pretty much over for trying to get that first round bye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Colts have been looking good. I mean, Jonathan Taylor is making his case for MVP, along with Cooper Kupp. We're going to talk about guys that aren't quarterbacks that possibly could win the MVP. You've got two guys that are putting their name in the hat. And something that you may want to look at their cards. I know running backs and wide receivers don't necessarily sell, but you're going to have, and I hate to give your guy credit, but he's going to possibly win the Triple Crown of receiving this year. And you got to take notice of a guy that puts up some numbers like that as far as being legendary.
Thank you, Matt Stafford.
Right?
I mean, he put up great, great stats of Jared Goff as well. I mean, Cooper Kupp is a ball player.
Yeah, that one catch where it was like he just turned and just caught it like that for the touchdown, I mean, that was pretty good.
I'm giving him the MVP just for that answer he had. What was it, last week?
Oh, God, that was great. Amazing.
Yeah, I think someone put up like him, like he's basically sounded like a football version of Boomhauer from King of the Hill. It's yes. Like that's about right.
That's exactly. Yeah. And I don't think he's ever going to shave the beard. I think it's going to be
– Nah, can't
just,
now.
Just keeps going. You know?
Can't do it now.
Playoff beard going on. Well, we're still on the topic of football. We want to talk about the best NFL products of the 2020 year, which we do have a little bit of a crossover between 2020 and 2021.
So are we doing the best products of just 2021? Or are we
just the release calendar. So there is 2020 and then there's 2021.
Oh, that changes my answer completely then.
Yeah, so we've got some products in the mix here. We're going to do hockey. We're going to do basketball and baseball next week, and that'll all tie into our award ceremony show. Also, here's a quick giveaway. I'm going to drop a giveaway on you guys right now. It's going to be one of the awards is the worst auto of the year. So I want to hear you guys' comments below our video here on Mojo Break Media. I want to know which player, could be any sport, has the worst autograph in your opinion, because that's one of our categories of nominations as well, is who has the worst autograph. That's one of our probably our fan favorite category. So, and you're going to go ahead and win $150 gift credit for that. But we got NFL products. So we've got the final nominees. We took some from your guys' picks on last week's episode. And we also threw some input in this as well. We've got 2020 Flawless, 2020 National Treasures, 2021 Black, 2021 Donruss, and 2021 Certified. And I'll start with C-Rad. What are some of your favorites out of this list, and then also maybe something that maybe we're forgetting?
Favorite, easily. I said this last week about basketball. National Treasures.
Yeah.
I mean, no surprise there, right? It's tough to beat NT just in general. We've been, we've had a hot run of breaks with NT. We pulled the big guys, like some big-time cards.
Herbert, like daily?
Like literally, we pulled the quarterback book like out of NT, and then we pulled the 101 version out of NT within the same calendar year, which is, if you guys don't know, it's the book with all the Hall of Fame quarterbacks like Montana, Brady, Manning, Breeze, you know, probably forgetting like 6-7 other guys, but it was all the Hall of Fame quarterbacks on one book. And we put earlier this year, I pulled the regular version, and then just a few months ago, or maybe a month ago, I pulled the Platinum 101 version of the same card.
Crazy.
So that's all from NT. We've obviously pulled the Herberts and the Burrows and the Hurts and the Tuas.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I'll be a guy in the chat. I'll be the Instagram guy right now. I bet that card never gets made. Bet that card never gets made. Even if it does, it's gonna be sicker.
So it's tough to beat the obviously NT is expensive, but you see what those cards sell for, and it's an extraordinary amount of money. So just in terms of the cards that you pull from there, but also just the look, you know, classic RPA design this year, and it was a great product as it is most years.
Dan, what do you think? What was your favorite NFL product in this last calendar year?
Hard to go against C-Rad there, because that NT true RPA design is amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to throw a little FOTL first off the line with that Stars and Stripes RPA.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great looking design.
Yeah.
and just got done ripping it. 2021, impeccable. Great looking product.
Yeah.
Okay. If we're talking about what my favorite is.
You're switching it.
I mean, if we're going to 2021, easily. If we're not talking about 2020
I just threw that in there because we.
No, we're kind of mixing it all. Anything that got released in this calendar year.
Just got done opening up that product on Monday, and I was like,
yeah.
They killed it.
Yeah.
It's a great design, great content. The FOTL as well, just fire.
It's sick, dude.
Yeah,
fire emoji.
Yeah,
fire,
I'm talking about
fire emoji.
If it's not NT, it's every year for me. I love Impeccable Football. It's top three for me every single year, and I love it. People are saying, "What about Impeccable Basketball?" Impeccable Basketball is cool, but Impeccable Football is so much better.
Yeah, I think what they do well with Impeccable Football is the vets and the legends that they put in every box. It seems like you're getting one, like either like an Allstott or like a Barry Sanders or a Montana. I think you pulled a Rice, then we pulled a Rice later, you know.
I pulled an Aaron Rodgers patch auto.
Yeah, so you know, you're not just going for the rookies. I think you see that a lot in Impeccable Basketball where it's mainly rookie heavy.
Yeah.
This has usually a good blend, and then you're guaranteed usually an RPA or a patch of some rookie, top rookie in it too. And then you got the metal cards and the gold cards. And yeah, it's great. I mean, I think for me, I think I really liked black this year, 2021 black. I think with the introduction, as you're seeing on the screen here, of the spotlight signatures and then the sizable signatures, which is kind of a fancy way of doing a sticker auto and having a huge patch in the background. A lot of vets, a lot of legends in that too. And I think the price point's a little bit more affordable. And I mean, obviously, NT is more of a group breaking product. There's not a lot of people that are shelling out the $7,000-$8,000 a box to get into NT. But black, you know, was, I think it's up to $700 now, but it was came out around $400 or $500. So it's a little easier for somebody to buy a box of that for themselves. And I just I like some of those gold pen on the black background. It looks real sharp. Cody, what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of echo what you were saying. Well, obviously, NT, I just kind of feel like speaks for itself. Like, it's a signature product. It looks great. It's the big one for a reason. But yeah, kind of to echo what you were saying, I was thinking black this year. I feel like the first few days we were ripping it, it was loaded.
Yeah.
Just loaded with stuff. And yeah, I think the look of it is great. It's really striking, some of those autos. We threw Donruss on here because I think that's kind of like another bang for your buck this year, especially with the downtowns. We were getting, I mean, I feel like every week I was seeing when Donruss first came out, we were pulling some incredible stuff out of there. Brady autos, Rogers autos, like stuff that for the price point that it was at, I think is awesome. Like for the consumer, I think that's for me, just in terms of just value, I thought Donruss did a great job this year, especially like the downtowns. I'm really starting to come around on the downtowns. I really like that. That was one of my favorite big inserts to pull. So yeah, I think they did a great job with that. But I think NT is the king of the crop.
Yeah, I'll echo the Donruss, a very very good value. And even if you're not getting a good auto or you miss out on the downtown, you're going to probably get a rookie card of almost every guy, right? Or majority of them. You're going to have a Trevor Lawrence in there. You'll probably have a Mac Jones, and you'll be able to have those rookies grade them later if you want when the prices come down for PSA. So it's definitely a good value. A lot of card shops, you can just maybe go buy a pack of it too, where you can't buy a pack of black or NT. So if you're on a budget, Donruss will probably be the one to definitely stick with. And I'm with you on the downtowns. I'm kind of starting to like those. I might even put them above the Kabooms. I mean, I know the Kabooms typically sell a little bit more, but I like the artsiness of the downtown and what they choose for the background every year. It's kind of cool where the Kabooms kind of remain the same every year.
Yep.
Just don't steal the art of the downtowns.
Yes.
I know there was some hot water earlier in the year, but as long as they're not doing that, they're really cool.
I mean, the only thing I'm disappointed is the fact that they have Trey Lance with the Golden Gate Bridge and the Seals because he doesn't play in San Francisco.
Why isn't he, like, standing on Lawrence Expressway right there? What's going on?
Right.
He plays in Santa Clara.
Yeah, Convention Center.
So let me ask you, 49er fans, do you want them to change the name to the Santa Clara 49ers?
No.
I just wanted to pay more homage to it on the, like, when they're like, when they're at the, when it's like Monday night and they're like, here's the windy road.
Like, show the Winchester Mystery House, you cowards.
They're like showing the Golden Gate Bridge and people that aren't from here, they think so that's right by the stadium, and it's not. It's 45 minutes away.
So that's just South Bay
bias. They are the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Yeah.
No,
but this is like South Bay bias.
Don't the Cowboys play in Arlington?
Yeah, exactly. The New England Patriots, well, it's New England, so I guess it's different there, so they can get away with playing Foxborough. We're not the Boston Patriots.
The Giants and the Jets play in New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not, no, it's, they shouldn't change
not
it.
Even,
they
not
shouldn't
even the
change
same
it.
State.
They shouldn't change the same player. They shouldn't change it to San Jose. They shouldn't do that.
It's my born and bred. I was born in Santa Clara. Yeah. At Santa Clara High. I live in Santa Clara.
But what
Clara
do you,
currently.
I mean, okay, Winchester Mystery House. What else are you going to show?
You show the Tech Museum.
The Tech Museum.
You show
Stan's Donuts.
The Municipal Rose Garden.
Taco
lovely place.
Taco Bravo.
Taco Bravo. Yeah, that's right. Prune Yard.
Mission Prune Santa Clara.
Boy,
Mission
we're going real deep South Bay knowledge here. South,
like
in
the
San Jose.
Abandoned Century Theaters.
Yes. Right by the Winchester Mystery House. So
maybe we should just show San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, Santana Row.
You could show Santana Row. There's nice places. Yeah. You could do a sweeping shot of downtown San Jose.
NVIDIA building, new one.
Yeah,
like the ones right over there.
Do the Adobe one where the things are like playing a secret message or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge. Pretty iconic.
I don't know.
Is that like the Raiders now that they're in Vegas? Like, I feel some type of way that they don't show Oakland anymore.
I mean,
a little farther than
I was gonna say. it's like the stadium is literally 15 minutes away. Is literally 5 minutes away from the border of the 10th most populous city in the country, and you're not even showing that. That's more where I'm at. Where it's like you could just show it a little bit. You don't have to show all of it. Yeah.
Well, generally, you know, like when they would show Oakland, what would they show?
Just the surrounding area.
They
actually, yeah, you're right. Now that's where that would be ridiculous when they were showing like when nationally either A's or Raiders games, and it's like beautiful San Francisco is across the bridge.
Yep.
We're in Oakland. It's like, why are you showing that then? There's plenty of good places showing up.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny that the Warriors didn't really start wearing Oakland jerseys until they were actually in San Francisco.
Yeah,
too.
That makes no sense to me.
I freaking love that.
I mean,
I love that
like
they're paying
the
homage to it, but why didn't they wear the jerseys when they were in Oakland?
Makes
the hat with Oakland
zero
jerseys,
sense.
You know?
Well, they had to represent the whole Bay when they were in Oakland, so they would wear like the city jerseys.
And side note, I hate those San Francisco jerseys, and I hate that Steph broke the record wearing those jerseys. I hate those jerseys.
The original, the ones that they did that are like the throwback. I was about to say, are you really the one person on earth who doesn't like the city jerseys?
Oh, no, I love the city jerseys. No, the ones that are just, it's blue and with the orange lettering, and it looks like the Wilt Chamberlain kind of Warrior.
I don't mind that jersey too much.
I kind of like those jerseys.
It just doesn't seem like it's their colors. It should be like
The color scheme seems odd.
I kind of like him, but it's not one. You're right. He should have been wearing like the gold and blue traditional jersey when he broke the record.
They probably planned those way in advance, though. You know what I'm saying? And just to correct you, when they were playing in Oakland, they did wear the town jerseys. So
yeah, that's true. They wore the towns, but they didn't wear the Oakland throwback We Believe Warrior jerseys until they got to San Francisco.
Yeah,
which I thought were one of the.
Well, they wore them. It just didn't say Oakland. They had those.
They had the Warrior throwback
the
ones.
Throwback,
yeah. All right. Well, who's losing? It's time. Guess that price.
I guess.
All right. Cody's hosting it.
Yep, that's right. So we are wrapping up 2021. Next week, I'll be putting out a video that is our Stars of the Year, Hobby Stars of the Year. So check that out next week. So this will be something of a preview for that video. A few of the guys in here are going to be people that we'll be highlighting in the video. We've already talked about one guy that will be in the Stars of the Year, the QB conversation. I'll let you take a wild guess as who that is. But here are some of the other ones that I think are sort of stars of the hobby for 2021. So
sweet.
Let's do it.
If I just want to, before you start, if that video is not all just about Steph Curry, I'm not watching it.
You'll have to wait for these stars to watch in 2022 video that will also be coming out soon. Just letting you know. All right. First up. Lewis Hamilton, F1 superstar, just missed out on his record-setting 8th championship.
So he lost.
There was a lot of controversy. I don't know if you guys saw that. Like, there was a whole, like, it literally went down to the final lap between him and Max Verstappen. And they had to, there was a safety flag thrown up. Verstappen was able to go, didn't take a pit stop, and finished and won the championship. Well, Lewis Hamilton, I think, took a pit stop and got lapped. And so that's why But it literally was about to come down to the last lap, and then a safety flag got put.
Why did he decide to take a pit?
I wish I could tell you more, because I don't know enough about F1 to know
why it happened. It was on
at
3 a.m. probably.
Yeah, it was on at like 6 in the morning. I just woke up on a Sunday, and people were like, wow, why would F1 do this? I'm like, man, it's 7 in the morning on a Sunday. Don't get this worked up yet. Anyway, this is his 2020 Topps Chrome Sapphire Lewis Hamilton Gold Auto, numbered to 50.
Or no gold, no auto, right? Just gold.
Oh, no, it's just, you're right. I'm sorry. No auto. No auto on that. Thank you.
Numbered to 50.
Number to 50.
And that's a gold atomic, too.
That's right. Numbered to 50, and it's a PSA 10.
Dude, this is the card I lost on in the last one, didn't it? Didn't I?
Ooh.
I lost to the autograph.
Yeah,
one.
This, it was
the
autograph. This is, yeah, that was the autograph version.
I don't even want to guess this one.
And this one just sold on December 19th. Just sold.
So I was hella off the last
64
time.
64 bids.
Dan is the champion from last time, so I think he has to go first.
21,000.
25,000.
42,000.
Give it to me.
What was yours again, C-Red? Sorry.
25.
Dang, I think that means that I didn't win.
Actual price. Actually, wow. Cannot believe how close someone got. $44,500.
I know my racing, baby.
$44. Doug is on the board.
That's right.
Pretty incredible.
It's a lot of money.
People really, really like
F1. It's
crazy.
F1 is nuts.
It's crazy. It's really crazy.
The reason why we couldn't keep it on the shelves.
I know.
We still have a few left. I think
I saw that the pre-order price for the 2021 version coming out is already double what the first one was. So
that's interesting.
It's crazy. People love
not
it.
Not even the first year anymore. It's still hot.
Next up, NBA champion Giannis Antetokounmpo. This is his 2018-19 Kaboom Gold Prism numbered to 10.
Wow, BGS, they call that a prism too, huh?
Yeah. BGS 9.5.
What set is this from?
Or no, it's just Kaboom Gold.
Yeah, Kaboom Gold. I don't know.
It must have been from the promo pack then.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, promo I think pack. It is. This sold on October 25th, right before the NBA season began, and there were 50 bids.
50 bids, huh? Gold Kaboom, huh?
Cold Kaboom. Yes.
I guess I'm up first.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tricky one because it is out of a promo pack. So yep.
It's not a rookie. It's not a. Is this coming off his first MVP?
Possibly.
No. Or it's his first MVP season, I should say.
All right. I'm going 14,000.
Okay.
37,000.
9,000.
Actual price. 20,101. Doug, once again.
I'll just walk out the room, guys.
Oh, my God. What was yours?
Mine was 14,000.
14.
Oh, my God.
Yep. $20,101. All right, Doug is up 2-0.
I don't get it.
Boy, if Doug gets the next one, he's the winner.
I'm the way. I mean, I haven't even been playing either. I'm rusty. I'm off my game, and I'm still just out here just dominating.
A lot of pressure here. A lot of pressure here. So let's take
I'm definitely not going to get this
at
one.
The next one. Shohei Ohtani, definitely the star of baseball this year. Did you guys see that thing? I think Baseball Reference put it out. The most searched player in every state, and Shohei is literally the most searched in like 30 of the 50 states.
Jeez,
on
for baseball?
On Baseball Reference.
Oh, okay.
The most popular player in like 30 states.
So people are looking at his stats.
I wouldn't be.
People are looking at his stats. They're searching. Yeah, it's everyone's got Shohei fever.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was also the most Googled baseball player.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, he's like the first true international super out there star they've had.
This is a red refractor auto, by the way.
That is a red refractor. Jeez. Sapphire auto.
Number to 5?
It's numbered to number 2.
It's a weird number.
I thought I had it.
I don't think it's number
5. I think it's 10.
Yeah, right. I don't think it's true red.
Yeah, number to 10. It's his rookie season.
Red atomic must be from Sapphire.
Yes.
Yep. Sapphire, red, rookie, Ohtani, number to 10. Auto. PSA 10. This sold on November 29th.
November.
50 bids.
That was after the MVP
nomination?
About
2 weeks after he won the unanimous MVP.
All right, go ahead, Doug.
Oh, man. I am going to go with 49,000.
Okay.
$150,000.
Okay.
72,000.
Well, you guys are making this easy on me.
What was yours?
49,000.
Actual price. Ooh, let's see. Let me do some quick math real quick.
Oh. So I think that means you're out.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up.
No, he's calculating the difference between 72 and 150. That's what he's doing. Trust me.
Jeez. Oh, God. Is it really that close?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Sorry. I'm terrible at math. Everyone, please.
On the fly.
Me.
This is the first controversial difference maker here.
Wow. Literally. Okay. Let me just say. No, actually, never mind. I was going to say, if we were playing by Price is Right rules, it would be different, but it's not. Actual price, $60,101.01. Doug wins by literally $1,000. Dan,
we
if
are
Dan
the
had guessed
champion.
$70,000,
son of a bitch,
he would have been the winner.
$70,000, you had that extra $1,000 in there, dude.
Yeah, yeah,
extra $2,000,
$60,000. All right,
baseball collectors, you guys, I have no words for you.
There was a gold one, I think, that just sold for over $100,000.
So. Oh, okay, the gold makes sense because this is a higher number than the number to 10 red.
Nothing makes sense.
Well, let me see if I can just clean sweep it.
All right. Yeah, now we're going for the clean sweep. I don't know if there's a bonus there. We got LaMelo Ball, of course.
Ooh.
Probably the biggest basketball star in the hobby this year.
Ooh.
Color Blast. 9.5 from Spectra Basketball 2021. This sold on November 30th and had 45 bids.
All right. I have no idea.
You guys locked in?
Locked in.
14,500.
Too low, Doug. 30,000.
17,000.
Too low, Dan.
Actual price. Dan is on the board. 16,000. 600.
Oh, are you kidding me? I've seen raw ones of this sell. Well,
when this
product first came out, I've seen raw ones sell for almost 20,000.
And it's a 9.5. Got to be a pop.
I'm a
five.
Little surprised, too. I'm actually a little surprised. I thought this might have gone a little
more. I was surprised
more.
I didn't get it right on the nose.
Yep. It's pretty close. All right.
A little mellow whisper.
So there won't be a clean sweep here.
Darn it. Last one.
Last one.
God.
Won't mean anything, but threw in a fun one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's right. Charizard. He's always the star of the year.
So he's going to be a part of your video?
No, he will not.
Oh. I was looking
never
for
gets hurt.
I like was I looking said. For a deep breakdown of Charizard.
Nah, there's not going to be any deep. I'm sorry. There won't be a
like
deep
the history of Charizard. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
It's not
a black label.
Not this time. That is a black label.
Jesus. Does that make him say, grading?
10. BGS black label. That is 2021 Pokemon Shining Fates Shiny Vault Charizard. VMAX BGS 10 black label, 89 bids for this. And it sold on November 18th.
All right.
Dan, go ahead.
Dan's first.
$62,000.
Wow.
What's yours? Doug, go.
Well, a regular one will sell for about $700, so I'm thinking $3,000.
Okay. All right. And I've been completely wrong on all of these, so... This is my guess. $1,001,000.
$1,000,000.
$1,000,000.
I want to say that, what was it, Logan Paul bought the first edition, in a case of first edition for $3.5 million.
$3.5 million.
So just to put it.
$1,000,001.
And I heard the story. So the a shop owner, I think, originally bought it for $2.7 million last year, I think. So made a quick, little 800,000 flip.
He did just fine. All right. Actual price, man. Doug was one away from a clean sweep.
It was.
Actual price, $4,550.
Not 62.
Not 62,000.
Not a million.
$1,000,000.
Shaking my head, Pokemon collectors.
Get that up to a cool
me.
Millie. Get that up to a cool Millie.
Well, I think,
I
think
that's a black label,
it's
right?
It's a black
there.
Label.
Yeah.
It's a black label.
It's a damn cool looking card, too.
It is a cool card. And that's Shining Fates is relatively new, so that's why I didn't think it would go for too much. But yeah. I think I made light work of these guys. Maybe we got to switch out and have Cody sit here and maybe somebody can give me some competition.
I think I have more victories.
We'll try things in the new year. Yeah. We should be keeping track of the winning percentage here.
You should.
I'm getting worse.
Yeah, you're the opposite of the Dolphins. You're going the other way.
Oh, my God. I'm like, who am I in football terms right now?
Raiders.
No, the Raiders won last week. Titans.
Yeah. You're the Bills.
I'm the Cardinals of this Guess That Price.
I told you, Cardinals are going to go on a skid, and they are definitely going on a skid right now.
You lose to the Lions, I don't know. Yeah. It's about as skiddy.
I mean,
they didn't lose.
They got beat pretty bad.
Yeah, they did.
Like, it didn't even look close.
Kyler does not look good the last couple of weeks.
No, he's missing his buddy D-Hop, trying to get it to A.J. Green. They don't have that same connection. And
Lev Bell back in the league.
On what team?
Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Good for them.
Oh, because Fournette got hurt.
Yep.
Richer.
Makes sense. Wow. Yeah, talk about a guy that was on the top of the league to now just scrapping to get some jobs, too, in 2021.
I was reading on ESPN today. He was going to retire, and he was going to go into boxing.
Fight Frank Gore?
Seems like a running back thing to do. Well, that wraps up our show, The Hype 219, guys. I won't be here next week, or maybe I will. Maybe I'll be here through the phone or pre-recorded, but we got another exciting show. These guys are going to talk about NBA, the best in NBA products, the best in MLB products, and Cody, look forward to Cody's video coming out as well. So make sure you guys hit subscribe there. Cody actually also just did a break of Contenders Baseball for preview last week as well. So check that video out. You can win some cards on that one as well. Make sure you follow us at Mojo Break M on Twitter for Mojo Break Media. I posed a question, and it was, what is the best Shaq rookie card, and nobody's responded yet. I want to know, because 1992 was very, very overproduced, and I don't know which way to go for a Shaq rookie card. So
there's that Upper Deck hologram one where, like, it's him dunking.
Yeah,
that one. That's my favorite.
I know the 92 Tops is my favorite, but there's 5 million of them, so it's definitely not scarce. But
is that the one where he's like posting up, white border?
Yep, that's the one. All right, guys, well, make sure you hit subscribe and enter into the contest, and check MojoBreak.com for your breaks, MojoBreakShop.com for all your sealed wax needs, and Pokemon. Since I'm the Pokemon expert here, check out MojoBreakShop.com for your Pokemon needs, and we'll see you guys next week on The Hype. Peace.